Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The U.S. has agreed to inject $20 billion of new capital to rescue one of the world's top banks. The plan calls for Citigroup, America's second biggest bank, to issue $27 billion in preferred shares to the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The Fed, Treasury, and FDIC in return will shoulder most of the potential losses on Citigroup's $306 billion portfolio of debt assets beyond an initial $29 billion in losses, which Citigroup would be responsible for. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 8,148. It's up 102 points. The NASDAQ, 1403, up almost 20. And the S&P 500 at 813 is up just a tick or two, under 13 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We had some chilly weather over the weekend across the Midwest Corn Belt. Some more lake effect snow early in the weekend to the southeast of the Great Lakes, while most other areas remain dry. That was until last night. We did have some showers come across much of Illinois and Indiana. Most places getting under a quarter of an inch of rain, but rain nonetheless around here. Here at WILL, we picked up 14 hundredths of an inch of rain. And some snow, wet snow, was mixed in with some of the precipitation up north around Chicago. And they did pick up some snow accumulations in southern Wisconsin and in Iowa, east central Iowa. Dubuque picked up an inch of snow overnight. Madison has 2 inches on the ground. Milwaukee area's got 3 inches of snow. Actually, Milwaukee proper 1 inch, but between Madison and Milwaukee at the National Weather Service office in Sullivan, Wisconsin, 3 inches of snow. Green Bay picked up 3 inches of snow as well. The South Bend Airport has 2 inches on the ground. Cleveland Hopkins International in Ohio with 2 inches. The Youngstown Warren Regional Airport in Northeast Ohio, 3 inches of snow on the ground. That from Lake Effect. But most of the Midwest Corn Belt free of snow cover at this point. There are a few pockets in the Dakotas, and because of the snow that had occurred there the last couple of weeks, late harvesting is a bit problematic there because of the snow that was that had fallen. But overall, it looks like we're not going to see anything unusual for this time of year coming through the Midwest Corn Belt. We're going to have cool air at times, but near average temperatures at other times. We're in a northwest flow, so that does keep us cool at times, and that includes the northern plains through the Midwest Corn Belt. But it doesn't really favor big weather systems coming through. We're not tapping the Gulf of Mexico right now. And looking ahead to next week, at this point it appears that persistent northwest flow in the upper air pattern will probably continue. So that means a major storm is not expected right now. But we will have to keep watching the situation because we are on the borderline with the cold air that if we do get a storm, it could produce some problems with travel. But right now, it looks like the Thanksgiving travel around here is going to be pretty good. Wednesday and Thursday are looking quiet. So is Sunday. So at this point, the travel is looking pretty good. Now, as we go into South America, much of Argentina was hot over the weekend, temperatures getting anywhere from the upper 90s to the low to mid 100s. And that's pretty hot at any time of year, but it's early in the season there still, as that's the equivalent of our May. Some showers and thunderstorms did occur overnight, with locally heavy rainfall occurring in parts of Argentina, and that's the first rain for some areas in quite some time, and they really do need to have some rain down there because they've been very dry. Specifically, we see that one spot in that would be the province of Santa Fe got some significant rainfall, and a few spotty showers in Cordoba where they need the rain, and Buenos Aires getting some rain as well. Now, it does look like there's a better chance of rain moving into Argentina this week, so that's going to be some big news for the markets, the fact that for the first time in a while we're looking at some rain and they really need it. There are going to be wide varieties in the rainfall totals, though. The best chance of thunderstorms providing widespread coverage would be in the southern production areas of Argentina over the next several days. Buenos Aires, La Pampa, southern Cordoba. But those are areas that need it. But all of the Argentina Corn Belt has a chance of some rain at least here this week. And it looks like as we get into Thursday night and into the weekend, everything shifts northeastward. So then Santa Fe and Entre Rios and Santiago del Estero and northern Cordoba get a better chance of rain. So it looks like that's going to improve. Now, in Brazil, southern and now central sections are going to remain dry this week, with most of the rain way to the northeast across Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso. But Mato Grosso do Sul on eastward and southward dry over the next several days, but they may get back into some rain next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Sunday night overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 536.5, up 3, last trade up 8.5. March 550.5, up 2, last trade up 8.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 502.25, up 3.25, last trade up 10.25. March 524.25, up 6.25, last trade up 10.25. July 551.5, up 5.75, last trade up 10. December corn opened at 343.5, up 5, last trade up 9.25. July 380.25, up 4, last trade up 9.25. January beans opened at 850, up 12, last trade up 21.5. July 873.75, up 10, last trade up 21.5. December soybean meal opened at 253, up 310, last trade up 380. December soybean oil opened at 31.10, up 40, and last trade was up 91. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple, FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have new optimism in the marketplace with the Citigroup bailout, which we didn't have when we talked on Commodity Week on Friday. We got President-elect Barack Obama unveiling his economic leadership team later today. We've got the dollar down, although it really seems to be stalled at the 20-day moving average at the moment. We've got oil prices up. Any reason not to think that we're going to be firmer on the open?
Oh, no, I think you have to be a little firmer here on the open this morning. And it's like you said, we're all of a sudden this morning, it just seems like there's a little boost in confidence out here in the economic markets. Your oil's turning a little bit higher. And of course, the buzz is about the Citigroup bailout. And I think it is going to be interesting to see what kind of people that Obama surrounds himself with to get an idea how much confidence we can build, because that's really what needs to happen. We need to get some confidence, in these outside markets, and we can start to push just a little bit. I think we'll continue to hear some concern about Argentina, as Ed was talking. I think it was Ed that was on the weather there, but anyhow, they were talking about the hot weather down there. That's going to be our first concern, I think, when it comes to the fundamental side, because the bean market is the area where we do have at least a little bit of a demand story taking place, where you're struggling to try and find demand in the corn market. So I think today you've got to feel like this thing's going to bounce a little bit. It's been under a lot of pressure, so a little short covering bounce shouldn't surprise any of us, Dave.
Longer term, is it going to be beans, or more likely to be wheat that'll lead us out of the bottom?
I think there's still some argument on that. I tend to believe it'll be beans that lead us out of it myself, just because we've got a boku amount of worldwide wheat out here on the marketplace, and I think a lot of those places will still grow wheat again this next year. So I tend to think it's going to be the bean market, because that's the one that we've got a solid demand story where we're maybe just a little bit tighter than we are on wheat right now.
Enough optimism in the marketplace to begin to focus on the markets, the grain fundamentals themselves?
I don't think you can break away from the outside markets yet, Dave. I think we're still going to focus on them. If you should turn around and see crude fall $2 today, see the dollar dip back, or the Dow dip back down, I think all of a sudden you're going to put pressure on the grains again myself.
All right, very quickly, the calls then.
I'm going to go with probably 20 higher in the beans. I think you'll crude oil's trying to come back, and I think you'll see this thing try and push higher. Corn, I think you'll be up somewhere around 7 to 10, and the wheat should be about a dime better.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.